It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 26th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $64,372. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,140. Binance Coin is up 1% at $603. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Consensus has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. SEC in a Texas court. The dispute revolves around the SEC's classification of Ethereum as a security. Consensus argues that ETH doesn't meet the criteria of a security and challenges the SEC's jurisdiction over it. The lawsuit comes after Consensus received a Wells notice from the SEC indicating potential enforcement action. The company contends that MetaMask is merely a software interface for interacting with the Ethereum network, not a broker of securities. Consensus seeks a court declaration affirming ETH's non-security status and alleges procedural violations by the SEC. The SEC declined to comment. Well, Fidelity's spot Bitcoin ETF, the Fidelity Wise Origin Bitcoin FBTC, experienced its first daily net outflow since its January launch, with nearly $23 million withdrawn from the fund on Thursday. Analysts note that fund inflows have been minimal since the Bitcoin halving event, with no major events drawing attention to Bitcoin in the near term. Well, Pantera Capital, with $5.2 billion in assets under management, has reportedly acquired more Solana tokens from the FTX bankruptcy estate. Bloomberg says Pantera was among the successful bidders in the auction, purchasing about 2,000 Solana tokens this week. More on Pantera. The firm has exclusively funded an $8 million Series A round for Web3 gaming company InfiniGods. The investment aims to support them in scaling blockchain infrastructure and expanding their reach globally. Pantera expressed confidence in InfiniGods' team and the potential of Web3 mobile gaming, highlighting their innovative solutions for integrating blockchain into gaming. Well, blockchain gaming platform Immutable is launching a gaming rewards program valued at $50 million. Known as the Main Quest, it offers token rewards for players engaging in quests, playing games, and owning collections on the Immutable ecosystem. With over 270 titles in development, Immutable aims to attract gamers to the Web3 gaming space as it continues to evolve and introduce more substantial gaming experiences. And finally, in its first week, the Runes protocol on the Bitcoin network has raked in over $135 million in transaction fees. Runes allows users to mint tokens directly on Bitcoin. Launched during Bitcoin's fourth halving, Runes made a splash. Over 3 million Runes-related transactions have been processed, driving up network fees. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.